But yeah, but first I should start off. Guys told me a story. I already heard this story. I have a friend. I mean, we were friends years ago. Jonah Rechnitz, Shlita.
He
famously or infamously bet $1,000 that the first score in the Super Bowl was going to be safety. And he had 1 to 50 odds. And he won $50,000. I don't know how many of you guys heard this story. It was on Matzav, matzav.com. That's where I saw it.
And if you guys look, about the Super Bowl?
This just happened like yesterday or whatever, 3 days ago. So... Okay, I'm not commenting on the Jonah specifically, but you'll see. Is this mutter or is this usher? So, the mission says in Sanhedrin like this. The Elu and Apsulin, the following people are Pasul Eidus, and the first person on our list, HaMesachik B'Kubia, somebody who engages in gambling. And there's a whole bunch of other things on the list here. The other relevant one here is Mafricha Yonim, somebody who, according to at least one opinion in the Gemara, races doves. And then if we skim now to the end of the Mishnah for a second, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai. Rabbi Yehuda says, when does this Isser exist? When does this Psul Eidus exist? Rabbi Mesachi B'Kubya. Bizman she'en len umnus elohu. That's if that's your only profession. Aval yesh len umnus shelohu k'sherin. But if you have some other profession other than gambling, some other source of income, then Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no Psul Eidus for gambling. That's fairly straightforward. And the Gemara asks now, and this is going to be really set up the structure of this year. The Gemara asks, Mesachik B'Kubya Maika Avid. What exactly is the Isser of being Mesachik B'Kubya? Why is that Usser? Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Mishum Dehava Asmachta. Mesachik B'Kubya is Usser. Okay, one second. For those of you who just walked in, you haven't said anything. Here's my focus. Why is Mesachik B'Kubya Asr? So, Rabbi Bar Chama says, we just learned, it's Asr because of Asmach. So, just to set up the structure of the shir, the first part of the shir is going to be defining what exactly is Asmach. We'll get to that in a second. And the answer is Asmach. And Asmach, what kind of, when you acquire something in the form of Asmachta, through the mechanism of an Asmachta, whatever that is, as we'll see, so it's not a valid kinyan, and the item that you have acquired is really not yours. Rav Sheshet Zomar, Rav Sheshet says, no, Kol Ki Agav Nalam Asmachta. Rav Sheshet says, Mesachik B'Kubya, gambling is not a problem of Asmachta at all. What's the problem of gambling? Rav Sheshet says, the issue of gambling is a difference. Einan Asukin Yeshuvo Shaul. You're not a productive member of society. That's how we'll translate that for now. Part two of this year is going to be exactly how we translate, how we define Inan Osukin Yeshuvo Shaul. What's Nafkamina by Benayu? The Gemara says a very clear, simple Nafkamina. What's the difference?
Good job.
If you have a job. So if you have a job, very good. So then you are a productive member of society on the one hand. On the other hand, if it's an Isra of Asmachta is some type of Gezel. So then you're still, even if you have a job, you're not on the steal from people. Let's sort of gather. Is that clear? So the basic structure? Any questions? Comments? Good. Sorry? So, what is the definition of asmachta? What is an asmachta? Rabbi Bar Chama says, Mesachik B'Kubya, that's an asmachta. So I'll give you a general definition, and we'll see how Tosfos defines asmachta. It's the same as Rashi, I just put it on Rashi because I can't remember about Rashi. Asmachta would be something like the following. Let's say, I tell a person, listen, I want you to lend me $100, or let's say better, I want you to lend me $10,000, and I'll pay you back in a month. And if I don't pay you back in a month, I'm not going to give you $10,000, I'll give you $10 million. So, give me the loan. What do you say? So that's called the Gemara, that's the Gemara refers to this of a Messiah, an Asmachta. Why is it an Asmachta? Because I never think it's really going to come to that. The only reason I offer $10 million in the event that I don't pay you back on time is because I never think that I'm not going to pay you back. Of course I'm going to pay you back. So when I make a condition that I think I'll be able to fulfill, and in the end of the day I'm unable to fulfill, that's called asmachta. And the din is asmachta lo kanya. If it ends up that, you know, I don't pay the guy after a month, I don't have the $10,000, and he comes and he says, okay, so give me $10 million, asmachta lo kanya. That asmachta is not a legitimate form of kinyan, and I don't owe him $10 million. So the question is, does gambling fall into that category? Let's say, you know, like in the worst case, dove racers, or if you're a Michael Vick fan,
yes,
dog fighting. You know, so Michael Vick has his dog, you know, he trains his dog, he works with his dog, he's like, my dog is the strongest dog. And you know, some other guy who the dog fights with has his dog. And the verse says, the case of Mafricha Yodim, or the rabbi's case we'll see later, of gambling with any animal, let's say two guys come, we say our dogs are going to fight. The winner of the dog fight gets to keep both dogs. So, I'm like a big, and I'm treating my dog, and my dog is a powerful dog. So, our dogs go and fight, and I say, if my dog wins, I get your dog, and if your dog wins, you keep my dog, keep my dog. And then my dog ends up losing.
I think it's to death.
So that guy says, I want to keep your dog. What do you say? Is that a smachta? Why yes?
Yes.
Why is that a smachta?
Still a smachta because you still had no intention to give up what you had. You still have no intention to give up what you had. You were positive you were going to win. You had no intention to give it up.
Exactly. So that's the question. When it comes to gambling, and maybe we'll have to see there's differences between different types of gambling, how do we relate to it? Do we relate to gambling the same way we relate to a guy who says, if I don't pay you back on time, I'll pay you $10 million? So, Rebbe Bar Chama says, categorically, Mesachik Bekubia in all its forms is an Isser Vasmachta, and if a person gambles, he violates an Isser Vasmachta, which is a type of, Rashi says at least, Gezel Midrabanan. Gezel Midrabanan. That's a smachta. Says Rashi. Ke'ein gezel b'yadah. Ke'ein, what's the lashon of Rashi? Ke'ein gezel b'yadah. A type of gezel b'yadah. So let's see Tosfos now. We see three definitions in Tosfos, three categorizations of cases in order to define a smachta. Did anybody see this Tosfos? Another one offhand? Anybody see this Tosfos? No? Yeah, so what are the three definitions? We don't have to see it inside, actually. Take Tosfos' word for it for the sake of time.
What's that?
Tosfos says there's three types of things. Three
Either
types of
completely biyado.
Biyado.
It's like a mix or completely not biyado.
Good.
And biyado and not biyado both don't count. And partially is huge.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Says Tosfos like this. There's three types of quote unquote gambles a person might want to make. A person might make a gamble where the outcome is totally in his hands. He might make a gamble where it's totally not in his hands, and then he might make a gamble where it's totally in his hands. I'll give you some examples.
Partially.
For example, let's start from the bottom up, because the bottom is really, or the middle, what's something that's totally not in my hands? Let's say a person goes to the casino and there's a roulette wheel. I don't know how many numbers are on the wheel. 36? Okay.
Ah.
36 on the wheel.
She used
to say, oh, the guy comes, sits down, he says, I bet $100 that the next number is going to be number 10. So, what number 10 comes up with that has nothing to do with the better. It's totally not biyado. Totally not biyado.
$10,000.
Says Tosfos, if it's not biyado at all, that's not a smacker. This is Tosfos. That's not a smachta.
Meaning it's more mutar or less mutar?
It's more mutar. The iser is a smachta. If it's not biyado at all, it's not gezel. Because I don't have a half of me know that what I do, I don't think I'm definitely going to win over here. What do I have to do? I have no idea if I'm going to win or not. So when I put down the money, I put it down knowing that I very well may lose. And says Tosfos, if that's the case, it's not a smachta. You put down the money knowing you're probably going to lose. And that is not the iser of gezel. Let's say something's completely biyado. Let's say a person tells me, give me a loan. If I don't pay you back in a month, I'm not going to give you $10 million. I'll give you, instead of $10 on murder for you, I'll give you $11. If I don't pay you back in a month, I'll give you $11. So Tosfos says also that's not a smachta. Because you're not exaggerating, you're not saying $10 million. And also Tosfos says it's very, very much within your capability, assuming that's the circumstance, to pay the guy back within a month. So if I say, lend me $10, I'll pay you back $10 in a month. And if I don't give you back on time, I'll give you $11. It says, though, that's totally beyond, though. It's totally within your ability to pay back on time. That's also not the same.
So these are good, then.
These
are allowed, is what it says? Gambling ones, these are allowed. They're not beyond, or completely beyond.
This is where we become most problematic. This is going to make its way to
this is the actual part where you're gambling, is what you're saying.
Says Tosfos,
this isn't like betting on football. Like betting on sports would be.
I think betting on sports would be in the realm of not the other.
No, it's partially because you have knowledge on what you think.
You can't predict whether or not a player is going to get injured. You can't predict.
You're not doing that. You're predicting on what the team is going to win.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, any given Sunday.
Right. Who says football? Who says football? Right, so it's partially, not completely.
Fantasy would be partially bad.
Sports partially.
Partially the other would be something like fantasy football. Something, let's say even poker. They tell me I never played poker in my life, but they say poker is like strategy. Partially skill, and strategy, and partially luck. What cards you get? Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Gambling, Tulsa says, is poker. I'm sorry, Tulsa says would be a problem with us now. Now, I will say, this is a little bit misleading, because Remy Bar Hama says that all forms of gambling are considered asnaza. All forms of gambling. I mean, Remy Bar Hama can say even something that's not biyado at all is also asnaza. But halacha l'maaseh, Tosfos divides it up into three categories, and for Tosfos, partially biyado is asmachta, everything else is not asmachta, that's based on Tosfos' shita that we're going to get to later, and passing is like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes rejects the asmachta over here. Why? Because Rav Sheshes says, according to Tosfos, any type of gambling is not asmachta. Only this type of gambling. Only poker gambling is asmachta. Poker. But roulette is not asmachta.
Why is loans that completely weird? Why is that even on the category of gambling at all?
We're really talking about asmachta.
So we're not just focusing on gambling now.
Yeah. Okay. So within the realm of asmachta, according to Remy Bar Hama, you have two asmachtas, both roulette and poker are usher.
And blackjack.
According to Rav Sheshes, according to those folks, only poker would be usher, roulette would be moved. Is that clear? Questions? Yeah.
What about sports betting?
One second. This is the big one.
It's the big one. Baby steps. Partially.
Okay, Rabosa.
Sports betting?
Partially.
You control the Giants winner?
I control who I pick.
Now he's not
even knows it. Oh, I thought. What I'm saying is that partially in your hand, they said.
What does it mean to be an unproductive member of society? So we're having a focus around the tour.
Idle. Being idle.
The tour says, what does it mean? Why is it that a person who gambles is possible to aid us? Because you're an unproductive member of society. Not osik b'yishuv b'shol. What does that mean? What's the nature of that psul? Did anybody see the tour? Yeah, Jared?
Yeah, I didn't see the tour.
Okay, so don't tell me. Okay, we'll give you a guess. We'll see if you can give me Makavi into the tour.
Okay, well, one, because you have debts, so you might, it might alter your views.
Who says you have debts?
Because if I ever, let's say like Joel is going to court and I would have owed, and I've owed Joel, if I, and I've owed Joel money before, like or I do owe Joel money, then that would alter my opinion in a court case because I don't want to like be a
gambler. But that's not doing gambling. You might have debts and not be a gambler. You might be a gambler and not be debts at all.
Actually, happened.
So I feel you.
Actually,
yeah.
Because you understand the value of money.
Oh, beautiful, perfect. Set the tour. What's the problem with the gambler? A gambler who has no job and is inosik b'shuv b'shalom. He doesn't appreciate the value of money. Doesn't properly value money. Why not, Leon?
Because he doesn't have a job. So is that true that according to our system, if we have a job for half a day and half a day gambling?
Well, just one second, we'll get to that in a second. Very good. Excellent. What about according to the Rambam? The Rambam is a little bit more complicated, but not so complicated. What about according to the Rambam, what's the problem of a person who doesn't have a job, he's not osik b'shuv b'shalom and gambles? Why is he possible to do this?
Abakeza,
what do you mean?
The money.
It's his
only source.
A little bit more.
His money is
Gezer. Carmier, the closest. Let's see it inside for a second. Let's take a look inside in the Rambam together. Look in the Rambam in whatever page it is on yours. The Rambam says in page 1. Second to last source in page 1. Look, just the bold words of the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Ho'il ve'eno osik b'yishuv b'shalom. Since you have a guy who doesn't participate positively in developing the world, says the Rambam, a person doesn't have a job and gambles, so there's a chazaka that he gets benefit from the money that he earned by gambling, and that's what makes him possible. So again, the Rambam's isser is an isser of benefiting from gambling winnings. And if you don't have a job, so presumably the only money you have comes from your gambling, and you benefit from that money, and that's what makes you possible to this.
Even if he does have a job, he gets some benefit.
Oh, blah, blah, very good, excellent.
Ah, let's
excellent.
Get to it.
Low income. Benefiting from gambling money.
Stop it.
bet you Daniel wouldn't play at all.
Oh, Shabbos, so say, tell me an afternoon. You already told me a few afternoons. What's the difference between the Rambam and the Torah? Halach l'maisa. What's the practical difference between the Rambam and the Torah? The mine afkamina. Yeah, sure there is. Even if he does, but how would he get out of money? Let's say he has a job, but his job doesn't cover his expenses. I have a job, I make $30,000 a year. My expenses are $40,000 a year. So I gamble to earn $10,000 every year to finish off my expenses. According to the Torah, am I kosher leidus or kosher leidus? I'm kosher. Why? Because I appreciate the value of money. I have a job, so no one's like to have hard-earned money. The fact that I'm going to use it afterwards according to the Torah doesn't matter.
Yeah, but can't we say that he's gambling it away? He desperately needs the money. So he desperately needs the money, so he's gambling it away in order to gain more money.
That's exactly what he's doing.
But that shows that he didn't value money, because if he did, he wouldn't be putting more money at risk. He needs $10,000 more, and he's gambling the stuff that the little money that he has now. He obviously doesn't understand the value that he
He understands the value of money, he just needs more of it.
Right.
The only way he can get it is by gambling.
No, but it's not true. Get a second job or something.
I'm making up the case here. That's the case.
I'm saying, but that's not the only way you can get a second job or something.
You can't.
So he's going to lose the money. He's not gaining for sure gaining money. Sometimes he'll lose. Odds are against him.
Good. Yes, right.
It seems like that
it doesn't make any sense.
On the actual Gemara, because it would say that he has a job. So if he has a job, then he's a second Yeshua Shalom.
So according to the Rambam, you're saying if he has a job and he's also a Yeshua Shalom, I don't know if he's fully. The Rambam would just say that the Gemara is giving us a rule. The reason for the rule is that you're benefiting from gambling money. So that rule could even be extended to a case where he has a job. It's not going to cost. I don't think it's hard to run the Gemara. It's just expanding the Gemara. It's a nice article, but that's all he's doing. What's another afternoon? Yeah?
He gambles
or
lose the
money
that he has that he mentioned his job.
So
how's it in Afghanistan? So if he starts
out
having
jobs with
the
right
sort of relationship,
he'll have
his life
down.
He gambles
with
the
money.
Wait, jump
out.
One second,
I didn't follow you. Say it one more time. I apologize.
He's going under stress that he's correct from that he has a job that covers all expenses, but based on his gambling, he loses enough money that makes him no longer able to support himself in his job.
So according, is this not Torah and Rambam?
Yeah, but that's not. That doesn't happen every single time.
He benefits from it. And then when someone benefits from it, you're saying
if he has a job that covers his costs, and then he gambles away part of the money, so he can't cover his costs anymore.
Right.
So then, according to Rambam, he's going to be puzzled. And according to Torah, he's going to be puzzled. Good, I think it's similar to the Kormi.
No, but not necessarily. Because
I wonder what's the exact opposite of that.
But not necessarily, because not every single time he's going to gamble, he's going to lose the same amount of money that he doesn't cover his expenses. It's not like it's set in stone that whenever he gambles, he goes under.
Yeah, but overall, he will lose money, that's the point.
He has food,
yeah,
but he doesn't have a job that he uses to cover.
Oh, so let's say like this. Let me just expound a little bit on what Alex said. Let's say a person inherited a lot of money.
$10 million.
He inherited $50 million.
Oh.
Every year from the interest off that money, he makes $5 million. He never is going to work a day in his life. So he then gambles. Is he plus the latest or not? So what did you tell me? According to the tour, the person who inherited money, he never works. But
he doesn't know the value. He doesn't know the value.
So,
I'll say possible. Possible.
Doesn't appreciate the value of a dollar. But according to the Rambam, what would you tell me?
He's not benefiting.
He's not benefiting for that money.
So it's okay.
So it's fine. He's kosher.
You can say that any money gained is still benefiting.
Yeah, I mean, if I have $50 million and you want to give me two...
He jumps from $50 million to $60
million.
Still
it doesn't affect him, though.
Yeah, it does. You can buy a nice house. You can buy a bowling house. A bowling alley.
Come on.
Let's say
the more money, the
better. Inheritance only covers him for, let's say, 3 years.
No, it's ridiculous.
Gambles and benefits.
Then you're right. If you're actually going to benefit from the money, you're right. In a regular case where a guy is making $5 million a year and he gambles and he picks up another $100,000, $200,000,
$300,000,
he doesn't care about that. Yeah.
What does
the
opposite of
that? Have a shul in my house.
What do you mean that?
He's losing money.
Basketball court, workout gym.
Losing money?
So always run for more money.
Okay, well, come to that. It could be the answer comes when I'm taking the money from somebody else. Exactly. But to put down money in the first place, we're going to come to that later. It could be that that's not as simple. Very good.
Is
yeah.
Is criminal money just a doctor considered benefiting because you get the mitzvah?
Yes. Because before you give all the money to tzedakah, first you get it for yourself, and then you
give it
to
tzedakah.
Okay, maybe.
I think it's is there another case or are we done?
For nafkaminas, there could be a couple other nafkaminas, but these are the two basic ones. Two basic nafkaminas, and these nafkaminas are thrown in the poskim, in the sma, and in the taz. Good. Okay, Rabosai, let's go on for a second. There is a. Okay, there's another Rambam, a very important Rambam in. Actually, there's two more Rambams that I want to see with you. Let's see the next Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila, page 2. The Rambam says in Hilchos Gzeila, another Rambam. The Rambam says like this: "I'm a sachikim bekubia ketsa." What does it mean to be a gambler? Elu shemesachikim beitzim obitzroros obatzamos v'chayotze b'hen. A person who plays a game with wood or with rocks or with bones or other things that he can play a game with. The osin tnai b'nehem, and people make a condition amongst them. Shekol anotzeich es chaver boso atzchok, that whoever wins the game yikach mimenu kach v'kach. So he takes from the loser a certain amount of money. Hareza gezel midivrayim, it's gezel midirabanan. Even though, and this is to answer what I've heard a lot of people say over the past week before the Super Bowl, even though he takes the money totally willingly. I mean, the person who loses willingly gives up the money to the other guy. Even so, the Rambam says, that's called gambling. Why? Because you took your friend's money for no good reason. Just derech schok v'hatel. Simply through playing and foolishness, you took somebody's money. Hareze gezel. Says the Rambam, that's Gezel. It's an Isser Gezel Midrabanan. So according to this Rambam is in Hilchos Gzeila.
He's not your friend, and you don't know.
It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to steal from anybody.
Wait, what if it's not Jew?
Oh, we'll get to non-Jews in a second. You're not allowed to steal from any Jewish person, whether or not you're Jew.
What?
Because it says the Rambam, a person who goes ahead and gambles in Hilchos Gzeila, and he wins, and he takes money from the loser, the Rambam says, that person is a Gezel Midrabanan. You buy an Isser Gezel Midrabanan. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila. So, if I would look at Rebbe Barchama and Rav Sheshet, just take a step back into the Gemara for a second. Rebbe Barchama says, what's this sort of gambling? It's asmachta. Asmachta, we said in Rashi, is like gezel. Now, the Rambam here says, gambling is a form of gezel. So if I ask you, just based on the Rambam we learned, does the Rambam basket like Rebbe Barchama, or is he basket like Rav Sheshet?
Rebbe Barchama.
But the Rambam we learned on page 1, in Psule Edus, in Hilchos Edus, the Rambam said, that no, a person is only Psule Edus if he gambles, and he has no other job. But if he has another job, he's not possible either.
That's possible to do, though. It's not gambling.
Oh, very good. So there's the Magid Mishnah, without going into why exactly, it doesn't jump to Avi's answer. The Magid Mishnah points out that Rambam passes like both opinions. In Hilchos Gzeila, he passes like Rabbi Barchama, Asmachta, Gezel. In Hilchos Edus, Rambam passes like Rabbi Sheshes, in Osik Bishuv Shalom. And he says, Stira Tzarchim. That's why the Magid Mishnah leaves the Rambam, Tzarchim. Comes along the Ran in Sanhedrin, and this is quoted also, they don't quote the Ran, but this is also brought by the post from the Taz, and maybe even the Sman Shulchan Aruch also say the same thing. Exactly, Ebisul, that the Ran is not to be sorcerer himself. When it comes to Gzela, so the Ran says every type of gambling, no matter what the circumstances are, gambling is Gezel. However, says the Ran, the only time that Gezel is going to make you puzzle Agus is if you have no other job. And then you're getting benefit, you're using the money you want from gambling to derive benefit from it. Then the Rambam says you violate not only Mr. Gezel, but you're also over, you're also Pasul Avis. Oh, that's the Rambam. Is that clear? Questions up to there? Again, according to the Rambam, every Gezel. Question?
That was Rambam.
The Rambam. The Ran explaining the Rambam. Again, according to the Rambam, every gambling is usur either about him. But you're only possible agents, so you don't have a job.
So this Rambam that we just did right now disagrees with that.
Why?
Right? Because he says that even if you have a job, right, and you still make all this money from there, that money is considered stolen money, so you can't use that money or you can't be considered
Right. You still buy it in this sir, but if you have a job, you're
stolen money. Stolen money.
You're stolen money, but could you just still testify?
We don't know that.
Well, jury duty?
Oh, Well, listen, how many of you asking Allah for the Are you this already?
You talking about Jurjan?
You don't have on your sheets. Let me just tell you one more thing that you also don't have on your sheets.
No.
How do we fasten Allah for the Maisa? Alright. And just Derek Agav, this Tosos, at the end of Tosos in Sanhedrin on Chafe, and also in the Arabian of Nevis, Tosos says, this heter that he gives for this roulette, where he says, not the other, was not a smachta. Tosos says, that heter is only if you have a condition, you put the money in ahead of time. If you put the money down on the table, so then Tosos says, you have a heter. It means, instead of, let's say, I say, whoever's dog wins the dog fight, so that one gets to keep both dogs. So that one gets the winner gets to collect $100 from the loser. So if the dog's fighting, my dog wins, I'm not going to take $100 from you. Only if we put the money in a pack, we put it both down on the table in the beginning, so then the winner can take it off the table. That's what Tosa says.
Yeah, what changes?
So, yeah.
Because it's not switching hands directly?
No, it's because...
You're not taking from the other guy?
Yeah, you, like, you put it down and like everybody made a full kinyan on it ahead of us.
Right. Oh, meaning, this is my, meaning this is my money. Once you put it in, both of you lose the money, and then one guy takes both.
Exactly. So what's the heavy passing off on my
side? Poker's love.
Poker's love. No, so get to poker in a second.
Poker's part.
We're gonna bring you all home. 1 second. Last one. 1 second. We're bringing you all home. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Allah al Maisa. This is found in three places in Shulchan Aruch: in Siman Lamedal and Sula Edus, in Siman Reish Zayin and Hilchos Asmachta, and in Siman Shin Ayin and Hilchos Gezela. So the Mechaber Paschans, he quotes in all three places exactly the Shittas Rambam. Exactly the Rambam, he quotes in verbatim. So for Sfardim, there's no room to move over here. For Sfardim, every act of gambling, no matter what the circumstances are, is an Isser Durabanan of Geza. Now it's true, it happens to be that if you have a job, you're not going to be Pasul Edus. And the job is covering all your costs, all your expenses, you're not going to be Pasul Edus. But there's still an Isser Durabanan under all circumstances to gamble for Shabbat. That's the Mechaber.
If you're on vacation. Then.
Now there's a very interesting Ramah. The Ramah Siman Reish Zayin says like this. The Ramah Siman Reish Zayin quotes Tosfos. Siman Reish Zayin Siman Yud Gimel. A long Ramah. The Ramah says like this. The minhag is to gamble. That's what Ramah says. The minhag is to gamble because even though the Rambam quotes both Rebbe Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes, and this is the Shulchan Aruch as well, because the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, says the Ramah, and Tosfos, we pass him like Rav Sheshes. Tosfos and the Ramah pass him only like Rav Sheshes. Meaning, regular gambling, says Tosfos, if you have a gambling that is not biyodo at all, if you're playing roulette, says Tosfos, not biyodo at all, then it's mutter. As long as what? Rav Sheshes, as long as you have a job that covers your expenses. Says the Ramah, if you have a job that covers, and this is putting a few different halachas together, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shinai, together with the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishayim, if you have a job, and your job covers all your expenses, and you're playing a game that's not biyado at all, and Maos Al Hadar.
What's that mean?
That's not a game.
There's no gamble.
And the money is on the table, says the Ramah, ahead of time, so then it's mutter to game.
So boxes are okay, brother Shinai.
No. 1 second. Not loud. Again, according to the Ramah, Pastor Rav Sheshes, so if you have a job, and you're playing a game that's not roulette, and
a game like roulette.
And the money is on the table. For Ashkenazim, it's mutter to gamble. One second.
All right, let's go.
but if you're playing a game that is partially biyado, said the Ramah, like poker, like a fantasy sport, like I don't know, dog fighting, like horse racing, like all sorts of other games that are partially biyado.
But the jack. The boxes are completely not biyado. Sumo boxes.
So anything that's partially biyado, okay. The guy who trains the horse.
But the jockey can't party.
For you guys. Can I help you guys out?
He's involved in success.
Affecting the.
Yeah.
Why is it
completely? So then the supposed to agree that's us, and the remote agrees that's us for everybody. Now 1 second, la, I'm not finished, before I take questions. I just want to talk about a couple of Halacha Maisa examples. I have no idea what we're holding over here.
So what was that?
A couple more of them.
You said partially is what?
It's a sewer for everybody.
All right, poker, Texas Hold'em.
Poker, Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Completely bad though.
Is not gambling.
That's not gambling.
If it's in your control, then there's no way you're gambling. Basketball 101, I'm allowed to do that?
No, it's not only dependent on you. It depends on the other guy also.
Just thinking, it's all me. If you bet someone $100, if I had a shot, do I score, right? That's the way I know it completely.
Because if it was the other completely, you do it every time. You get the shot.
No, it's not a secret shit, it's just a bayado.
No,
meaning it's completely in your hands. It depends on their score and what you have to do. Wait, Rabbi, could you give a good example for Beado?
Beado is something.
It's a loan.
It's not gambling.
Like what? It can't be gambling.
Give me $10, and I'll pay you back tomorrow $10, and if I don't pay you back $10, I'll give you $11. That's Beado.
I'm sure Beado, maybe his whole business goes under because every dime he has.
It's not Beado.
It's like saying the shot on the
mobile.
Come on, that's a crazy case. In normal circumstances, a guy's going to hit a 3-point shot. No, nobody's perfect.
Right, so one second. I'm going to talk about a couple of nice examples, and then I'll take all the questions for as long as you want.
Really?
Yeah. Let's say, Rebosa, you have a lottery. A lottery. Can you play the lottery? So this is discussed by the Poskim. There's a tshuva of the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair has a case where Purim is telling them we're at his house, and they lotteried off a silver cup. That's the case in the Chavos Yair. He discusses the case because every Talmud was supposed to put a piece of paper into the box for the lottery. They had two boxes. One box had, let's say there were 12 Talmudim. So one box had a piece of paper with every Talmud's name. And the other box had 12 pieces of paper. 11 of them were blank. And one of them said silver cup. And they would pick a name out of each box. And until they had the one that said cup and one of the names, they would keep playing. So the tshuva here relates to the fact that there were actually two pieces of paper that said on it silver cup, and there were only 11 pieces of paper instead of 12. So there was a fault in the lottery. So he discusses about whether the lottery is still valid or not. He passes that it was not. But the Poskim quote this tshuva of the Chavos Yair, and they say that you see the Chavos Yair, no problem whatsoever with doing the lottery in the first place. That it wasn't a problem to gamble.
It's not money if it's an item.
Now,
why can't you just pick
it? One second, please. I'm going to address the question. Give me a second.
What else, Sir Bosai? The regular state lottery of Israel, or of America. Let's start with Israel. Rav Avadya Yosef Shlita has a tshuva, where he says, his maskana for Svardim is that it's absolutely usur. It's a form of gambling, and therefore a person is not allowed to play the lottery. He says there it could be for Ashkenazim as a heter.
Why does he say it? Just,
but this whole heter is only based on the assumption that a person has a job. An unemployed person. One second. Please, we're running out of time. Just let me get the words out, and I'll tell you the questions at the end. Let me get the words out. An unemployed person, even for Ashkenazim, based on what we learned over here, if you're unemployed, you're not realistic to Shubha Shalom, is also to play the lottery. If you're an employed person, and you're an Ashkenazi Jew, and you want to play the lottery, it's mutter, maker adin.
Israel or America?
For Svardim?
Israel or America, wait.
It doesn't make a difference. For Svardim, it's usur. This is where we're about to write.
Why did you stop?
A Chinese auction. A Chinese auction for tzedakah purposes. Many shuls make Chinese auctions to raise money for tzedakah. They have all sorts. I always get emails from different people, Ura and other people. Chinese auctions make. What's the answer for Chinese auction?
What is a Chinese auction?
A Chinese auction is where they have a lot of different prizes. You buy lottery tickets and you put tickets into different boxes for different prizes. Charity. All money goes to charity. So,
the
Ben Ish Chai has a tshuva, that's charity. The Ben Ish Chai has a tshuva in Rav Paulim. And Rav Paulim, he makes a very important distinction. Rav Adi quotes this, Rav Adi also holds you can make it like this. that there's a difference between a lottery where your prize is money and a lottery where your prize is a prize. If you win a lottery and the prize is money, so where did that money come from? Everybody put in $5 for the raffles, and one guy at the end of the day is going to take home half the pot. So the money that you take is essentially money that used to belong to someone else. So the Ben Ish Chai says that's awesome.
No, but he's changed hands.
That's awesome. Why? You're taking somebody else's money at the end of the day. You're getting money that used to belong to somebody else. But, says the Ben Ish Chai, if you're taking a prize, and the prize was something that was owned by the person who was organizing the lottery or donated it to the person who was organizing the lottery for the sake of the lottery, and you're not taking a cash prize from anybody else, says the Ben Ish Chai, that's mutter. Rav Avadya also passes that that's mutter.
If the money paid for the prize,
I hear.
That's what it is. But
no, I think in most of these cases, the prize are donated.
Split the pot.
I just want to get to all the cases. Rabosai, there's a lot of questions to ask because there's a lot of technical halachas involved in this, and we could spend another 4 hours to have a real
show. This applies to everything, though, Kai.
But one second. Let me just finish the cases over here. Just for the sake of your edification, there's a tshuva of the Yaskel Abdi. The Yaskel Abdi was the Sephardic chief rabbi of Israel before Rav Avadia. He has a tshuva where he permits playing the lottery for different reasons against Rav Avadia. And there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe Sternbach, the tshuva of Hagot, where he also discusses the lottery. And then I'll take your questions. Oh, no, I won't. Then I'll almost take your questions. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva where he discusses playing the lottery. And he has a chiddush of a kula, which Ashkenazim can certainly rely upon. He says that when a person buys a lottery ticket, essentially, you're buying a good. That good has sellable value. When you purchase a ticket, you pay a dollar for the lottery ticket. Let's say you decide before the lottery, it's a $100 million pot, and you say, I'm not going to win anyway, I want to sell my ticket. So if your neighbor is about to buy a ticket, Mistam will give you a dollar for your ticket. Your dollar has a value. Your ticket has a value of a dollar. So it says, Mr. Sternbach, it's like almost like making an investment. I don't want to talk now about buying stocks. Buying stocks is different. I'm not going to explain why. But he said, not now. But he says, Mr. Sternbach, it's almost like making an investment. It's like buying a stock. That when you buy a stock, you have something. You own now a stock. The stock might go up and down, but you have a good. So when you buy a lottery ticket, you also have a good. And therefore, since it's a sellable good, Mr. Sternbach says that's mutter. It's not a problem of asmachta. It's not a problem of enos. It's not a problem of anything. You can look at Ayansham in the Tshuva, Chilak Dalet, Simon Shin Yudal. Now, Rabosai, all this being said, I want to end off with this, and I'll take all the questions. All this being said, the Rambam, and we didn't get to talk about this so much, but the Rambam says a person is gambling with a goy. So the Rambam says there's no Isser Gezel. This whole business of Asmachta and the Chumar of the Rambam of the Gerber Rambam. If you're gambling with a goy, there's no Isser Asmachta whatsoever. Gambling with a goy is no Isser Gezel. So is it Mutter altogether? So the Rambam knows. It's an Isser of Osik B'dvarim Detailim, that you're engaging in wasting time. Now, exactly what the parameters of that is are beyond the scope of the next 3 minutes. The Rambam does say in the end of the day that it's Aser. But it's important to note that the Rambam says there's no Isser of Gezel when it comes to gambling with the goy. But because the Rambam says that it is an Isser of wasting time, the poskim all discuss this Isser of wasting time, especially in Hilchos Chanukah when it comes to the dreidels. The poskim have this discussion. The Bir Lacha says in Siman Tafresh Ayin that nowadays when you have a Sudas Chanukah, a lot of people engage in playing with carton, I'm not exactly sure what that is, maybe Dreadles. Cards. And he says, it's not good, you should not do that. Shomer nafsho yirchak mizeh. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. The Aruch HaShulchan says a lot of people get involved in gambling. And he says the following. Kol minei averos tzluyos mizeh, v'hu rachum yechaper avon, u'misha b'yecholto levatla scharo merubim me'od. Very, very harsh language, somebody engages in gambling. Moshe Feinstein says that a person who plays bingo in shul, it's not an iser borer, but says the Ramoshe dvarim mechuarim b'chol makom shehu v'gam hu kimoshe v'leitzim. It's a moshe v'leitzim, it's a dvarim mechuarim, ugly types of actions, even though Ramoshe says it's not exactly clear what the iser per se is. Once you've solved all the other issues, even to do engage in gambling that's not technically usher, which is much easier to find a case like that for Ashkenazim with jobs than it is for Spardim. But even if you'd find such a case, Rav Moshe and the Mishnah Brura and the Rav HaShulchan and other poskim all say that it's not an appropriate kind of behavior. Now, the whole concept of the Chinese auction and the lotteries, we had a chumrah for Spardim. So I have a few chidushim here that I wanted to say. I thought maybe you could have a heter for Spardim to do Chinese auctions or lotteries for tzedakah purposes, but we're running out of time, so we'll leave 2 minutes for questions. Questions, yeah, sure.
Scratch-offs.
scratch-offs. Scratch-offs as far as the regular type of gambling. Oh, one other point I should make, or was I? Even if, let's say you have a person who works in an office and he wants to be in an office pool. So he has a job, and it's something that's, let's say, the office pool, it's not Biyado at all, like the boxes that you guys did, it's not Biyado at all, and he has a job, so it's also Bishubu Sholom. It's very important that if you participate in an office pool, the money has to be put down ahead of time. If you would take the money, you would not pay the money, and if you lose the pool, you say, oh, I'll pay you later, and then you lose, to pay the person at that point in time, is going to be usher according to everyone. So if you were in a pool, and you didn't pay until afterwards, the guy comes to collect, so then already, even for Ashkenazim, you have jobs, beside the fact that it's not a good habit, like the Muslims say, if technically it's mutter, in that case it would still be usher. Yeah, David.
Two good questions. One, how come Rabbah doesn't hold the whole thing about Batel Zman with gambling with Jews?
No, he's saying that for sure would be also the Jews. They're saying even if you don't have the problem with the Gezel with the Jews, which is a more serious problem, there's still a problem with those money.
So why doesn't he bring it up and say originally, like forget about Gezel or anything, but they don't have Batel Zman?
No, because Gezel is a more severe issue. So he wants the first sentence, the more severe issue. Yeah.
Second one. So if you do fancy, right, or whatever kind of gambling that's asur, technically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But instead of just keeping the money and holding the money on the table, you buy an item with that, right? And then the winner of the fantasy gets that item. Let's say you buy a car or a bicycle, whatever.
Right?
And you get that item with the receipt. Right? So now you win fantasy, right? And you get the bike, right?
So does the Benish have to apply to it?
And you get to go return it and get the money back.
Yeah, well, I think it's the same problem.
What if you get the bike without a receipt?
It sounds like the person
running
the lottery. Don't give you a guy's time that's so many off and wants to have money.
Yeah.
To put in money and buy something is the same as to just put the money in.
So why do they do that? Everybody does that.
It could be there's a Makom HaHakel.
Also,
if I don't finish, I didn't see anybody say it, but I have a tap that I told me you could say, but there's not enough time to say it out now. Yesh lo'adam is a teska shayla mitch in the
book. Yeah, Jason. Well, you exchange money for brokerage, and then you have to use your possessions, and give them half your possessions. Just like having money, you're pushing money.
No, I think that's a good question. I'm not sure. Well, since you put in the money, it's like saying that the money's already on the table, or maybe since the shit has a value. So maybe that's like
your slot. Yeah, you can tell the lottery jingle we said.
Right.
It's my story for that last thing that anybody who's single and is into Shiva being supported by their parents.
Yeah.
Even according to Ashkenazim, would also be a steward to gamble. Right? They don't have to.
I was gonna ask
you.
No, something different a little.
Now the question would be, meaning if you're you're supported by your parents. So maybe supported by the parents.
Who has
money without working.
I
inherited $10 million. So I don't need money to live. So a person is totally supported by their parents. They cover all their expenses. Maybe there's a tzad to say in such a case that that a person like that is not like the, if you hold like the
rabbah,
the whole iser of in osik b'shul shalom is because you're benefiting from the gambling money that you earn. So in a case where your parents are supporting you and don't really need that money, maybe it's time to say that that's similar to a person who has a job.
Also, he doesn't probably value money even according to the tour.
Yeah, according to the tour, for sure. I think we might say that's us, or maybe it's outside the legal system. I think it's us.
I think so.
Here's a practical question. We leave Israel, right? We're all 18, we're supported by our family, we get a job, and we're making money.
Yeah.
So I'm making money, yet I don't, like you said, you're making $30,000 and you need $40,000. I don't need to pay any bills.
Yeah.
I have no expenses, so I'm making money, and so why can't I gamble? Meaning, I'm not going to feel the loss of the money, but I'm still making money. I'm still contributing to society, but I'm not...
You have a job, and you're just gambling, and you have a job, your expenses are covered.
See, if I lose it, I'm not feeling it, because it's all about...
So for Sfarim, it's always us, right? Because the Rambam says every gambling is gambling. So, but for Ashkenazim, it could be that we might stroke.
Good for you, though.
Yeah. Going around.
Yeah. I have a summer job, or if I have a summer
That's the same. I think it'll be like full time.
So maybe for the time that you have the job, then you're considered to be for the tour. A person who appreciates the value of money.
Only during the job.
Only during the job.
During the summer.
No, I didn't say you could gamble. I just said that you're a person who, again, the gambling can only be a gambling. That's not the other at all. You have to put the money down ahead of time. And on the other side, before you engage in specific gambling, you should ask a Shiloh because there's a lot of technical levels. It's really just an overview. Yeah.
Let's say hypothetically your strategy in but you're already in the league, so you're back at home. That's like dressed up for everyone because like, if you don't check your team, like, you don't play.
So,
you
go, hey, try to so then nobody will end up being in the league, you're saying.
What?
So then you'll ruin the whole league, you're saying. I'm
saying, well, that's fine. You're still going.
Another mix of
that. Could you play in the league?
Sell your team to somebody.
I don't know. I don't see the heads are being in that.
Can you gamble
I'm not sure
if it's Tzedakah
purposes. For Tzedakah purposes.
But I say you're the only one that's Tzedakah purposes.
Yeah, the whole thing is not Tzedakah purposes. You're just saying that you're going to give the winning Tzedakah if you win.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I don't know. I have to think about it. Yeah.
What kind of magic is there if, like, if you're betting your friend, like, would the actor play in the movie? Is that the other or
not? That's just ridiculous. I mean, you know the answer.
Your knowledge.
I'm in a bed.
I think it's not even dependent on somebody else. Maybe that's the other. I'm not sure. It might be the other. I'm not sure. It might be the other.
What if you're not
like the guy?
What? What if you're not letting money? What if you're slapped? Like the loser gets slapped.
That's also the hit. Okay, both sides.